Okay, let's continue on with theme number three. This theme has to do with our many attempts to try to protect the past while exploring the future. We try to go in both directions at once. This is a major American tension because we constantly argue about whose past should be protected and in what direction we should move into the future. We have a hard time being present in the now, especially alongside groups who are different or in conflict with our groups. But we talk a lot about protecting the past with words like nostalgia, preservation, heritage. We talk about what statues to keep up and what petroglyphs to protect. We have constant disagreements about what we should value. And although we talk a lot about remembering where we came from, a lot of what we do works against respecting the past because we are also obsessed with, quote, making it new in all areas of our lives, including poetry. So there's a tug of war going on here between the new Knicks and the past Knicks. Theme number four. This theme is called challenges to authority. And I believe this goes back to being a colony and believing the king was not the king of anything. You're not the boss of me. Does that sound familiar? This is also in conflict with protecting the past. We live in an era of challenging everything you learned in school and from your teachers. The problem is you can't really honor and protect the past when you disregard stories about what happened there. And that goes for existing poetry forms and poetry styles. Epics, lyrics, sonnets. Some poets don't want to hear about anything new, and some poets don't want to hear about anything old. There's a tone of discord running through American communication from business to literature to politics. We like to see ourselves as nonconformists, and we look down on conformity. We call people sheep for following the herd or having a herd mentality. On the other hand, there is a huge pressure to conform with existing standards and traditions and for new people coming in to assimilate to those traditions. This isn't always an obvious pressure, but it's historical and you know it exists if you've ever been to high school in America. So in that same vein, we are constantly in a tug of war between rejection of authority and insisting that we all obey authority. Sometimes this can come from the same group or person. It's a very real contradiction in ourselves and in our society. We often use the idea of common sense to rebuke authority. Usually revolt, we think, comes from young people. For example, a modern work ethic revolution is occurring right now between young and older generations in a disagreement over whether young people are lazy or just disillusioned with the, quote, rat race not paying off anymore. In the book, A New Literary History of America, Greil Marcus reminds us that no tradition ever rules forever and no tradition is ever fixed in America. He also says that there is a tension between freewheeling creativity and repression, which brings us to the biggest sub-theme of our challenge to authority, and that is our idea of freedom. Because freedom doesn't play nice with tradition. But always contradictory, Americans like to say we have a tradition of freedom. So make some common sense of that. Theme number five. Related to the theme of challenges to authority are these recurring sites of conflict. This is a separate theme, sites of conflict in American literature. And we constantly tell stories of conflict. Early American politician John Adams insisted that our very liberty depended upon our conflicts and adversities because to engage in conflict was simply human nature. It's just not in our nature to be comfortable, he said, either in solidarity or community. If you have family dust-ups during Thanksgiving dinner or at the 4th of July barbecue, you might agree. The Civil War was the biggest conflict, even before the Civil War even occurred. It was already the Loyalists versus the Revolutionaries, and we designed a two-party political system, ensuring there would always be conflict built in. Land disputes were baked into our early nature, disputes with Native American tribes, disputes with France, England, Spain, and the Dutch. Land disputes with each other, even back during the early settlements and the Salem witch trials. Other conflicts, the conflict between religion and commerce, the conflict between populism and republicanism, idealism versus practicalism, the conflict between community and individualism, philanthropy versus self-help, the conflict between our sports teams, award shows, televised competitive cooking, the conflict between states' rights and national power. These sites of conflict are as old as the U.S. Constitution and some even older than that. Theme number 6. This theme is called experimentation and discovery. And this ties into idealism and optimism, innovation and invention, imagination. Richard Gray calls the United States an experimental poem. Ralph Waldo Emerson also talks about America being a poem in his essay called The Poet, and that our identity is written into existence, and that we should articulate our destiny, which he calls a heroic narrative. Greil Marcus, when talking about our founding, says our discovery is a national idea and that we can be rediscovered and refounded at any time. He also says literature itself is invented and it's not inherited and it's not discovered like a gold strike. You can imagine this, he indicates, when you think about the inventions of new media or new poetry forms or new questions raised by literature, or America's sense of investigative reporting. There's this idea of the scoop. There's this idea of the snoop. Marcus talks about our faith in self-improvement, the American belief in technology as personal salvation. We love labor-saving devices, and we believe in good old Yankee ingenuity.